This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You ready for Valentine's Day, Keith?
Oh, you know it.
You better be at this point.
You know it.
Shopping's done.
Shopping's done.
Gifts are done.
Best Valentine ever.
Me.
No. Yeah, how about you? You good to go?
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I made the call. We talked about this the other day. I made the call. Yeah. I just got the flowers early. I said, I'm not going to order them.
No.
I'm not going to bring them after work. That's too late. You're not going to be happy with that.
I picked them up on the way home yesterday. Got it in. Like, I'm the man, right?
Yeah,
you're the man. Yeah.
Early flowers.
Early flowers. Still alive. Yeah. They weren't, in my car all day. Didn't have to, no delivery fee, no vase fee.
No. I swung by the grocery store.
Yeah.
I got some flowers in there.
They look good. They're in the house now. I did my job.
Yeah.
Case closed.
They're already dead, basically.
All set,
but
maybe.
Yeah.
But it's the thought that counts, Jones. That's what people say.
That's what my wife says.
Yeah.
That's what she says. I don't know if she means
thrilled with that.
That's what she says. I said this in the crossover there with Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, they're not good for much, but they are good for this. You take them Valentine's shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And then whatever
pick out whatever you want.
Whatever she doesn't like, I go, Lucas, pick that up.
Yeah.
Boom. It's a built-in, you're not happy with your Valentine's gift? That's on Lucas.
He's got a bad eye for this stuff.
Yell at your six-year-old.
He's learning about it, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, the kids also are good where it's like, are you going out on a date? Nope.
No, right.
You going out tonight? I am not.
Lots of talk. Courtney's got her big Valentine's Day surprise
and
going out.
Great. Oh, that's right. I'm sure she won't be disappointed wherever they go.
No. I mean, hopefully, for Santos' sake, it's not.
I know.
Davio's, which is fantastic.
Which is great.
I mean, hopefully.
I would love to go there.
But, the last time I went out on a Valentine's Day, I don't even know. Although that's
three kids.
It's probably a good thing, though.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know me. I'm a homebody.
Saves you some bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we get the kids.
Spend it with the kids. Where are we ordering Valentine's pizza from, Kat?
Good point. It's Pizza Friday. Pizza Friday.
Pizza Friday.
People love Pizza Friday. So, yeah, that's probably what we'll do. Haven't really planned that far ahead.
No. Early Valentine's gift, though, from the Red Sox.
Really
Alex Bregman.
Maybe the best Valentine's gift ever.
It does really change the way we talk about the Red Sox, though. And maybe too much. Maybe you think we've overreacted to it. You can jump in on it all day long. 617-779-7937. Your phone and your text number here on Jones and Keefe. Interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and chat there. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Maybe you think we've overreacted to Bregman. We're talking about the Red Sox maybe winning a division.
If you're winning
the division, you're a contender and in the mix for a World Series. And I do think that's a fair way of talking about the Red Sox. They were, a .500 team a year ago, and they made big additions to their rotation, a big addition to their lineup. Not a ton of subtractions off the team unless you count Tyler O'Neill. But that logjam issue that Ken Rosenthal was talking about off the top that we spent a lot of time on yesterday, I wonder how easily solved that is.
And I don't think it's much of a logjam, to be honest.
Really?
I think they need to figure out where they're playing Bregman. You and I think he should play third base. Ken Rosenthal also kind of agrees with us that their best defensive lineman would clearly be Bregman at third.
And I thought, just to jump in, I thought Rosenthal made a good point. You underscored this yesterday, too, and maybe you viewed it as more of a good thing. But he said the thing that makes the most sense, not just on the field,
yeah,
wins and losses, defense, alignment, all of that, but also for your prospects that are coming up to the major leagues, the thing that makes the most sense is playing Bregman at third.
No doubt.
So the answer is he probably plays there. I still think there's a bit of a logjam even with that.
So is the logjam, I think it's, is it just convincing Devers to, or convincing somebody that Devers should be the DH? Because once he's the DH, like, I don't consider sitting Yoshida like a real logjam.
But
like, oh, Yoshida's out today.
What I mean is, I don't think it's a big loss that Yoshida's out of the lineup,
right.
But they are going to feel pressure to play him. And he's just a dead spot on the, if he's not in the lineup, he's a dead spot on the roster. What does he give you?
But that's,
so that's what I mean by
that's
logjam.
What happens. He's not good enough to deserve a spot to play every day.
So
he doesn't
just
look like an everyday player.
He's just on the bench every day.
Pretty much.
That's what's best for the team, but that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, maybe that's where you flip him for something. Like, you got to sell low on him and move on from him.
Then there's a logjam you got to get off the team. Exactly. I agree with you.
Yeah, okay. I guess I just don't view Yoshida as that. Whereas you're like, hey, you know, Christian Campbell, like, needs a place to play, but you have a $40 million second baseman right now. You're not going to budge, and you're not going to move Devers off a third. So where are the young guys going to play? Where are the young guys going to play? Well, if Bregman starts at third, you could start the year with Campbell. And if Campbell's not ready, you start the season with somebody else, one of those other names we mentioned, like Vaughn Grissom, as a placeholder, and then Campbell takes over. And then you're like, wow, well, there's a log. What about Marcelo Mayer? I don't know when he's going to be ready. He's also hurt a lot. And maybe between he and Trevor Story, that'll work itself out.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they'll probably both be hurt. That's, and then you'll have, like, Romy Gonzalez at short.
They're probably a perfect fit for one another.
So, like, I think maybe it is just Yoshida. There's, like, how terrified are they to put him in the outfield? Seems like very terrified. But would you rather have Devers play third base every once in a while, or would you rather have Yoshida play left field every once in a while? Like, if you really need to get him in the lineup, can't you hide him in left more than you can hide Devers at third? Like, if you're just looking for the better overall defense.
I think I'd rather have Devers at third, but I get what you're saying about hiding him at Fenway and left field.
Yeah.
I get that. And it's at least a decision.
But, I mean, I think now if you know that's what you're doing, and this might be the benefit also to not signing Bregman on, you know, March 30th, you wait. Now you have a month that maybe you can find a spot for Yoshida. Maybe teams look around the league and be like, we'll take him. You know, DH isn't what it used to be. Look around the league. There's not a lot of DHs that are smacking 30 home runs and, you know, hitting 280. So you might be able to get somebody that's interested in Yoshida. Maybe you have to pay some of the money, whatever. You're no stranger to doing that. So maybe you have to move on from him. I don't think anybody's going to bat an eye if you have to do that.
So I was thinking about this today, and maybe it's a lofty comparison. The 03 Red Sox did not win the World Series, but they easily could have. They should have beat the Yankees in that ALCS. And petered away. If you're unfamiliar with it and you're younger, maybe you saw it in the comeback on Netflix. We talked about some of those episodes before. Something I don't really feel like they covered in those episodes was the full-on logjam they had between third and first base. I think this is more talent in 03 than they have now, but it was a similar type of situation. It was Shea Hillenbrand, Bill Miller, Kevin Millar, Jeremy Giambi and Ortiz.
Yeah.
And they had to figure out spots for all those guys. And eventually what they did was subtract a piece in Shea Hillenbrand.
Brutal.
Jeremy Giambi was no good. They took way too long to figure out what Ortiz was.
Sold low on Hillenbrand.
But they finally figured out what it was. BK Kim.
BK Kim was trash.
So, but like, is that instructive in any way, that trade? Could you get a high-level reliever for Yoshida? Or, like, you just get rid of Yoshida to reduce the logjam? Like, I wonder if there's a lesson there. Not to say this year's team is the 03 Red Sox, and you have a future Hall of Famer and all-time great in David Ortiz rotting on the bench. But is that instructive in any way where that's how they got to approach this team? They tried to go into the year with that logjam, and by May, they were making trades and selling low.
But they also, like, in the case of Ortiz v. Giambi, like, Ortiz put himself, like, he won that job.
Yeah,
like, it was like, all right, that was pretty clear cut. Like, we're going to play the best guys. And I think also with Hillenbrand, they did think they were addressing a need, right? That was a team that, as great as they were, they didn't have Keith Foulke. Like, that team needed a closer. They thought that Kim could do it, and so they traded away Shea Hillenbrand.
But isn't that similar to this?
Kind of.
They went into the year with a closer by committee.
Although
they didn't have a closer. They tried to shore it up.
But Hendricks and Chapman are a lot better than Brandon Lyon and Mike Timlin.
This is true.
Is that who it was, I think? I think Brandon Lyon got a bunch of those save chances.
Good question. Who were the 03 Red Sox?
Random baseball player.
No. Timlin is 100. Like, was it
Embry still?
Was that the original
Brandon
closer
Lyon
by committee?
It was.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
Scott Williamson?
No, I think they traded for him.
Guys, I'm telling you, I think it was Brandon Lyon. Let's see who led the team in saves that year, shall we?
It was the other guy, Ramiro Mendoza.
You ready for who had saves that year?
Yes, yes, yes. Give it to me.
Byung-Young Kim came in and had 16 saves. That was the most on the team. Second, Brandon Lyon.
Nice. Good call, Keith. Great pull.
I deserve an extra of chocolate today.
He'll be random baseball player of the day today in the grab bag and then like a month from now in the grab bag. Yeah.
Chad Fox.
How did I forget about Chad Fox?
Mike Timlin had two.
Uh-huh.
And then the following guys had one save.
Embry.
Tim Wakefield.
Yep.
Casey Fossum.
Nice.
Alan Embry.
Yeah.
Jason Scheel?
You're telling me Ramiro Mendoza had no saves on that team?
Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah. Wow.
And Robert Person.
All right. Shame on me.
Bob Person.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
So, yeah, that was kind of a rough go. So, they had 36 saves as a team, and it was just like everybody
got in
on the action.
To your point, they had better guys this year in their closer by committee, but they're still going into the year with a logjam and a closer by committee, and maybe there's an easy solution.
Can you get
rid of the logjam and try to fix the bullpen problem?
Can you get a reliever for Yoshida?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I really don't know. You probably have to eat the whole contract, then maybe. Yeah. And even probably not. No, I mean, you're selling low, way low. This guy, Yoshida's not even as good as Hillenbrand. But to your point, you had to sell way low,
I guess,
on Shea Hillenbrand, who was coming off a year where he was an all-star.
Yeah.
Hit .293 with 18 home runs.
But I just think, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, if you ask the pitchers on the team, they're like, hey, would you guys rather Yoshida's bat in the lineup or, like, Bregman's glove at third? Like, what? Is that really a serious question?
No, but so to me, from a baseball standpoint, from a wins and losses, putting your best team on the field standpoint, right, it's easy to put Yoshida on the bench and just say, whatever, you're a bench player and you're a pinch hitter. But he has no positional value where
Which
you're going to put
amazing.
Him into the game late.
Man.
You're going to pay the guy making that money and you're going to tell John Henry he just rots on the bench? Like that's, if you're purely just worried about wins and losses, sure. Since when has this team purely been worried about wins and losses and not their financial bottom line? And I think that's going to be a tough sell to ownership. And I bet Yoshida is going to shoehorn his way into the lineup way more than we're comfortable with if he's on this roster.
Yeah.
And that stinks.
Yeah, that is kind of tough. Although, you remember, it was funny last year, one of the times where Alex Cora got pretty contentious with the media was when people are asking him about Yoshida all the time. And he's like, Yoshida is our everyday DH. And it was then guys would come back from injury, like Tyler O'Neill, and he would have to DH, right? Like, they weren't ready to play in the field yet. And so Yoshida would sit. And then they'd be like, I thought Yoshida was your everyday DH. He's like, well, he is. But this guy has to rehab. And then, like, Devers would come back from, like, a sore shoulder, and he would DH that day. They're like, well, where's Yoshida? They're like, yeah, I'm telling you guys. He's the everyday DH, except anytime somebody needs the DH, we're going to take him out of the lineup.
So
just do that, but more.
So the way to get Yoshida into the lineup is play Bregman at second. And I don't like that. So the answer is you got to get Yoshida off the team.
Do you want to know what the sad truth is? Maybe not everybody realizes this.
Yeah.
Yoshida is getting paid $18.6 million this year.
That's, you know, that's... Not nothing.
Next year.
Uh-huh.
And the year after that. That's rough stuff.
Well, the way I heard that is there's only 3 years left on the deal. That's not so bad.
3 years left on the deal. I don't know why I thought there was two.
You're almost out from under it.
Yeah. They signed him to a 5-year, $90 million contract, and he slaps stingers to left field.
What? Do you have what were his final numbers last year?
Let's take a look at it. He was a...
It couldn't have been good.
What if I told you he was a guy who could hit 280?
Oh, good. Well, that's a lot higher than Bregman.
10 home runs.
Nice.
765 OPS.
Honestly, I
which
mean,
is down from a year before.
But 765 OPS, so I'm joking about the batting average with Bregman, but that's not that far off from Bregman last year.
He is 2 years removed from a sixth place Rookie of the Year finish.
I like the first half of his rookie year. I was into the Yoshida signing. I liked it. Then he dropped off a cliff in the second half, and he wasn't very good last year.
He played 108 games. So that's the problem, is if he is your backup DH, and if Devers becomes your everyday DH, like there's no games to be had. If Devers is healthy, you could play 150 games with the DH, right? Like, you don't really need to sit that much if you're just DHing.
One would think. So that's a thing I don't like about the Bregman deal. We spent most of yesterday talking about how much we like the signing and how much it increases the Red Sox margin for error and, you know, increases their ceiling and their opportunity to maybe win a world championship or at least contend for a World Series.
Real quick, the people like texting in that we're overhyping Bregman. I don't know if we're overhyping Bregman.
Honestly, we might be, but okay. We've been so thirsty for a quality player here that we probably are overhyping him.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. We're definitely thirsty, but it's not just Bregman. Like, we're now looking at the whole offseason.
Correct.
And to say, hey, this team won 81 games and they added Bregman and now they might win the division. That on itself would be crazy. But I think you can't just whistle past Garrett Crochet, Walker Buehler. So you're taking last year's staff, which pitched probably better than anticipated, and you're adding two guys better than what you had. That combined with Bregman is what makes me so optimistic.
Yeah, the whole thing. Because I was pretty underwhelmed by the offseason prior to that, despite liking the Crochet move. But Bregman, I feel like, I don't want to say puts it over the top, but it's why we're overreacting if you feel that we're overreacting. And again, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. They got to figure out the Yoshida problem, the logjam they have. On this roster, similar to the 03 Red Sox, they had a need in the bullpen. They had a logjam between first and third and DH.
Where's Heim Bloom now?
And they figured
with the Cardinals?
He's in St. Louis.
You think he'd take Yoshida?
Good question. Don't know.
He wanted him, right? Wasn't he the one who signed him?
So are you saying for Arenado?
No, I'm just taking him.
You're saying you take him. You're the one who signed him.
You want him? Take him.
Give us a bullpen arm.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Maybe Arenado. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
One thing I like about Bregman, this didn't occur to me until I was reading a roundup here at ESPN. The author was Alden Gonzalez, one player to watch from every team in spring training. His player was Bregman, and I was reading through it. I'm like, well, duh.
Yeah.
He made an interesting point, though. Bregman has a real chance to add some juice back to Red Sox Yankees. And I think most of that happens on the field. It takes care of itself. If both teams are good and the games mean something, then the rivalry's there.
Mm-hmm.
If the teams aren't good or one team's good and the other one's down, which has happened far
recently,
too often,
yeah,
then it doesn't mean anything. Yankees fans hate Bregman. They hate the Astros. They hate Bregman.
Good.
So there's a chance that you add a little extra juice to Red Sox Yankees, which, let's face it, that's a big part of people getting back into the Red Sox, people following and rooting. Part of it's rooting for the Red Sox,
sure.
Part of it's rooting against the Yankees.
Take it.
Him adding that little shot in the arm could be a nice added bonus as well. Not
sold.
To say that's why you pay him $40 million a year.
No.
But that's a nice little added bonus.
That is an added bonus. And these teams have a chance to be the two best in the division, right?
Like, I think they are.
Baltimore's still good, but yeah, I think these two teams, and if they're playing meaningful games all year long, mix in a little bit of bad blood. Like, all right. Good. They could use all the help we can get.
So we'll mix in your thoughts here. 617-779-7937. A day later, Alex Bregman, what do you think? How do the Red Sox solve the logjam between first, third, and DH? What do you do with Yoshida? And can Bregman bring back Red Sox-Yankees, the rivalry? Again, 617-779-7937. I want to get into lessons the Patriots can learn from the Red Sox and their approach to free agency. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.